From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. FIFA President Sepp Blatter has been re-elected to another five-year term, days after football's governing body was shaken by widespread corruption allegations. His challenger, Prince Ali bin Al Hussein of Jordan, conceded after a first round of voting. Blatter had vowed to shoulder responsibility for the current storm in a pre-vote address to the 65th FIFA Annual Congress in Zurich, Switzerland. A U.S. indictment this week led to the arrest of seven top football officials in Zurich. The United States on Friday dropped Cuba from a blacklist designating the communist country as a state sponsor of terrorism in another step toward the resumption of diplomatic links between the two nations after a five-decade standoff. Shortly after meeting with Cuban President Raúl Castro in April, U.S. President Barack Obama announced his intention to remove Cuba from the list as the two countries head toward opening diplomatic missions here in Washington and Havana. The U.S. Congress had a 45-day window to object, but did not. With that review period ending Friday, Secretary of State John Kerry formally removed Cuba from the list. At least four people have been killed in a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Saudi officials claim to have foiled the attack in Dammam, but the Islamic State said in a statement that the bomber had managed to reach the site despite heightened security. Authorities said the explosion occurred as security officials approached the bomber's vehicle while it was being driven to a parking lot near the mosque. You are listening to The Voice of America, coming to you from Washington. The United States says the thousands of migrants adrift in Southeast Asian waters need urgent rescue. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Ann Richards told reporters in Bangkok Friday,
"We have to save lives urgently. We have to develop better ways of discussing and meeting on these issues and taking action when people are setting to sea in the boats. And then we need to go and look at the root causes of why people feel they have no alternative but to flee their own countries and take such a dangerous trip."
Richard in Thailand to attend a one-day meeting of Southeast Asian countries and rights groups that convened Friday as part of a concerted effort to address the boat people problem in the Andaman Sea and Bay of Bengal. Singapore's prime minister warned Friday that every Asian country stands to lose if competing actions by South China Sea claimants provoke threatening reactions. His remarks come days after the release of an assertive Chinese defense white paper and a blunt reaction from the top Pentagon official, leading to increased fears of a maritime clash between China and the United States. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore.
Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong called on China and ASEAN members to break the vicious cycle by adhering to international law and concluding a code of conduct on the South China Sea.
"On the other hand, if a physical clash occurs, which escalates into a wider tension or conflict, either by design or more likely by accident, that would be very bad. But even if we avoid a physical clash, if the outcome is determined on the basis of might is right, that will set a very bad precedent."
The Prime Minister delivered the opening keynote address of the annual Shangri-La Dialogue, which runs through Sunday. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore.
A group of potentially armed bikers is planning to hold a Prophet Muhammad cartoon drawing contest Friday outside an Islamic community center in the southwestern U.S. state of Arizona. Organizers say the rally is in response to an incident earlier this month in which two gunmen opened fire on a similar contest in Texas. Round two, declared organizer John Ritzheimer on the event's Facebook page. The ex-Marine says the rally will be peaceful, but urged protesters to bring weapons in case of an attack. And the U.S. economy shrank in the first 3 months of 2015, as unusually foul winter weather hurt economic activity. The strong dollar made it harder to sell American-made goods in other nations. And low oil prices meant less investment in drilling. Friday's report from the U.S. Commerce Department says the gross domestic product declined at an annual rate of 0.7% during the first quarter. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.